It's time for the Bachelor update. And Joy, first off, I thought that I honestly felt sorry. I felt sorry for Bachelor Ben.
Yeah, I did too. I think that he had a hard time with all four places. I think he's got real feelings for all of the girls, and it was hard to talk to all four dads.
Oh, absolutely. Could you imagine that? Like, I know what it was like meeting your family. Not that it was tough, but I mean, it's nerve-wracking. Yeah. You know, you want to make a good impression.
Yeah.
And then I felt like all the other girls' families, they were just grilling him. They were raking him over the coals, which he's got to be ready for that. He is. I mean, he's got to expect that. But at the same time, it was tough on a couple of them. Let's start with Amanda. And that was the big one because the kids were involved.
Yes. She had her daughters meet him at the beach. And the older one was pretty open. And she played with them and had fun. But the younger one was kind of standoffish. Well, and she hadn't seen her mom in quite a while, too. So
Absolutely.
That may have had something to do with it. But I think her dad really grilled him, kind of just saying, are you ready for this? Like, you can't just go to the gym when you want. You can't just go out with your friends when you want their kids involved. And I think that initially, you know, playing with the kids, he's like, well, this is fun. I could do this. But then when he saw the reality of them crying and needing a nap and talking to her dad, I think he got a little scared.
He understood the ramifications of what this would entail.
Exactly.
And so then we move on to Lauren B. And I thought Lauren B's sister, I mean, all these families, first off, they live in really nice places.
Yes.
I mean, they have some amazing homes, which is crazy here. But Lauren B's sister had this to say, grilling Bachelor Ben last night.
Obviously, you know, I'm a little skeptical still. And my hesitations come from my sister is an eligible, you know, bachelorette. Like, she's beautiful, she's funny, she's smart, she's nice, like, good values. It's like any guy would fall in love with her, you know? So what makes her stand out to you?
There's something about your sister that's like, I can't put words to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel really lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where the tears.
I do.
The crying happens here.
I don't know. Aww. Sorry.
You just answered my question.
All right, so my question to you, Joy, is do you think those tears were genuine or was it a show?
No, I think they were genuine. I think he was really worried about meeting her family because he knew how important, you know, their opinions were. And I think Lauren is who he feels the strongest towards, in my opinion. And I think that when her sister was grilling him, he wanted to have the right answers, but I think he was so nervous and worried that he ended up just crying. And I think she saw that he was really being genuine, and I think that did answer her questions.
Okay, moving on to Kayla. Kayla's dad is the CEO of Little Tykes Toy Corporation, which blew my mind.
Yeah, that
blew
was
my
new.
Mind. Hometown dates in Ohio. And what'd you think about that one? Because I thought that was a step up to the crazy level of the grilling going on.
Yeah, her dad was a little odd. I think they made it look worse on the commercials than what it really was when we watched the show. But yeah, he was... Her whole family was a little different, I think.
Yeah.
But I felt like their bond kind of grew with their date that they had, which was odd. Because I didn't think that they were very
compatible. Like she seems, I don't know.
Fake?
I don't want to say fake, but at the same time, fake. And she still, I don't know. I just didn't feel like they had that connection going on there. Maybe they do.
It's kind of like she just tells them what she needs to. I think she tells him what he wants to hear. It's kind of how I take her.
Same here. She's a model. She does all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, JoJo. JoJo, her family has a bunch of brothers. Look like they could be in the Italian mafia. Dad looks a little bit like Hitler. I'm not even lying. Mom has had some plastic surgery done to her face. I'm not going to go into great detail about it, but wow, I just feel like they were brutal. They were brutal on Ben.
Well, you know, first of all, to begin the date, he gets to her house, and she's just received roses and a letter from her ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That's a red flag to me, you know? And she was crying about it, too. And I know she was honest with him, but I think that kind of showed a little bit of her immaturity, just the way I felt like she handled it. And then they kind of work through that, and they go to her family's house, and it was really like a circus in the house. The mom's kind of back and forth, and the brothers are grilling him, and they were just rude, and I don't feel like JoJo even stuck up for him either.
JoJo was absent when all the grilling was going on.
Yeah.
And it'd been nice if she could have stepped in at a time there and said, hey, guys, back off a little bit. You're being a little too strong here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Save him.
Because she knew what she was getting into and she signed up for this. And surely her family did, too. You know, yeah. So I don't know why they were being so hard on Ben.
I don't know. Apparently, it was a rough go of it there at JoJo's. It comes down to the four right here. They meet back in L.A. for the rose ceremony. They're going to send one home. End up sending Amanda home. Kind of surprised me.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew it was going to be Amanda or Kayla. I was kind of hoping it was going to be Kayla. But I think he probably knew that he wasn't ready, you know, after, you know, spending the day with her kids. And he wanted to kind of let her get back to her kids. And I hated it because I like Amanda.
I do, too. I think she was normal.
Yeah.
You know, and that's great. My question is, are you still going with Lauren B. as the final winner here of the final rose for Bachelor Ben?
After these hometown dates, I am 110% Lauren B.
What does Reality Steve say? Have you checked that out?
I don't want to say because a lot of listeners don't want to know that.
No, they don't want to know. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's fine.
So, but I've said Lauren B. before I even looked on that. So,
okay.
Just to be clear.
We'll find out what happens here. Lauren B. is a final pick. Thank you, wife, for coming here and bringing me my contact lenses and for another Bachelor update of the most unrealistic reality show on television.
You're welcome.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Trip, have a great day, buddy. Still not going to say hi?
Bye.
Bye, buddy. There he is. He did really good right there. Kent in the Country Morning Show with you today. Hey, a lot more to come this morning, including some $50 Kroger gift cards. Got those to pass along to you? Stick around. Here's Chase Rice.